$1,050 Duke Energy rebate. Call Koala Installation today at 864-867-1779.
Did you know that Ingles sells a huge variety of organic items, or that they run their own dairy, or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else, or that they have Energy Smart stores, or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department, or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-7098.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-7098. That's 800-575-7098.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hey, is this 0600? What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Giggins! Here comes Giggins!
Giggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Giggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Giggins!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
I thought I was out. Pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Clemson guts out 66-64 win at Stanford, improved to 19-4. Three ranked teams lose in college basketball. The Olympics set to get underway today, and the NCAA denies Trinidad Chambliss. A busy Thursday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, February the 5th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Paul Strilo, 8:05, is going to join us. We'll talk Clemson recruiting, Clemson football with the best in the business from TigerIllustrated.com. Paul Strilo. At 7:45, got an interesting guest. Verizon had a local Super Bowl, I don't know how local, it might be regional Super Bowl for their employees that he had to win a contest and you get to go to the Super Bowl. We've got an Anderson native. Demarcus Hill is going to do that. And so Anderson guy's going out. We'll talk to him about his trip and how he won it and what he's looking forward to. Headed out to San Fran and Santa Clara. We'll do that. We'll talk college basketball, Clemson's win last night, the rest of college basketball world. Well, a bunch of people are weighing in on coaches and media are weighing in on Dabo Swinney's thoughts about the Pete Golden. We'll get to all that today. I've got some PGA Tour golf, got some college golf from yesterday, which is great news here locally. Got some Olympic stuff to talk about. A lot to do here on a busy Thursday show. And the guy that will guide us through it, the KG veteran, my very good friend, Mike Vaughn. Man, Where you been, dude? I hadn't seen you. You're looking good over there. What, you still skinny over there? I don't see as much of you as I used to. You're looking good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mickey. It's good to be on with you this morning, filling in. I appreciate the opportunity to step back out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
And be back on the roar. It's a great day.
It's been
a
minute.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, it has been a minute.
Well, how's life?
Life is good. Good. You know, we're gearing up for spring sports and lots of stuff going on. I don't know if we'll get to talk about much of that today, but making the travels around the upstate and getting to serve lots of great folks and lots of great teams. But excited to be here to serve the Roar family today.
Looking forward to doing that and hearing about your granddaughter.
Yes.
She's healthy. Everybody good?
5 months old today, Mickey.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
How about that? There's nothing better than that, is it?
She's doing great.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear it. We're going to talk basketball today, talk a lot of stuff. What are we going to do in segment two today, Mike?
Mickey, I hadn't had an opportunity to weigh in on some things that are a little bit addictive. We're going to talk about
Bluebell ice cream?
A past addiction that I dealt with, and I'm being a little humorous with that, but talk about something that I think is a little concerning, but we'll see what your thoughts are on it. Maybe our listeners will jump in on the Adams & Co. roofing text line as well.
All right, let's do that in the next segment for sure. I was surprised to hear this. When I went to bed last night, 9-ish in that range, 9:15-ish, the Tigers hadn't even tipped off. The pregame show wasn't even on yet. All right? With that said, I came in here this morning thinking, all right, Ashby won't be here. She's up late with it. Harper won't be here. She's up late with it. Keanu won't be here. He's up late with it. I know that Mike was going to produce in the show. I was like, well, who's going to watch the game? We're going to depend on callers and texters to tell us about it. Then Mike Vaughn tells me, oh, no. Contraire, my friend. I stayed up and watched. You stayed up till after midnight watching this basketball game last night?
Yes. I didn't intend to, but after halftime I was thinking, man, I've got to keep going. I did doze a couple of times mid-second half, but I was there for the end, and the Tigers pulled it out. It was gritty. Not pretty at times, but a big win for the Tigers.
All right, couple things that I had to ask you about. I guess main storyline, Nick Davidson coming down the stretch, hitting some free throws, a good defensive stop in there, just clutch coming down the stretch. Is that one of the storylines? Because I read about it.
Yes. 16 points, I think, in the game. Had a little ankle flub in the first half. We were a little concerned about that. But I think they retaped him, got him set back up, and maybe they gave him a little ankle massage during halftime, but he looked good last night.
Foul trouble for the Tigers last night. Davidson played 30 minutes, but eventually fouled out there at the end, too. R.J. Godfrey fouled out last night. Davidson only had one. Personal foul. Four for Godfrey last night. And three for Welling, Porter, and Hunter. But anyway, Tigers called for 14 fouls. Stanford called for 20 fouls. I misread that the first time around. I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong sheet there. With that said, Tigers basically won the game at the free throw line, out shooting Stanford from the free throw line, 17 of 22 for Clemson, the 7 of 9 for Stanford, and Clemson in front of only 3,400. It wasn't a big crowd there by any stretch of imagination. Down at the halftime, 32 to 30. Came back in the second half. Some of the statistics, you mentioned it, 16 points for Davidson, 16 points and 7 rebounds. We had, and by the way, he drew 5 fouls. That's what Godfrey drew 5 fouls is what that stat was. Never seen that in a box score. Anyway, Ace Buckner had 11 big points, including a huge 3. Chase Thompson had 10 points last night. Big night for him and some second-half points, which you don't normally see from him. RJ had 9. From a rebounding standpoint, Clemson out-rebounded Stanford 34-30. Kind of gutted that one out a little bit. Points in the paint, the Tigers won that by 6, 28-22. Second chance points, 8-7 there. Bench scoring, Clemson got 43 off the bench last night, which was big as far as that goes. So, nice to see it. The win coming down the stretch. I'm looking now, make sure I'm right with saying it. Once we got past the 10-minute mark, make sure I'm right with saying this, Mike. Clemson finally took a lead. They were down by 5 right early in the second half. And then fought back and forth, was down by 6 with 14 minutes to go. Wasn't looking good. Mike Vaughn still hanging in there. Clemson took a lead with 11 minutes to go. And then it was a tussle back and forth between that. The Tigers actually had a six-point lead with about 9 minutes to go. That was cut down. Stanford cut it to one with about 5 minutes to go. The Tigers then the game was actually tied with 3 minutes to go. How about that? And then Clemson gets the final or the Tigers score with free throws with 23 seconds to go. And then, again, free throws with 3 seconds to go to put the game out of touch there. Stanford scores late to cover the spread, oh, by the way, last night. There were 3.5-point dogs there, so a meaningless basket at the end did cover the spread. But 19-4 now, and 9-1 in the ACC.
13 straight on the road in the ACC.
That's crazy.
That's a big number.
That's crazy. Nice win. I did not get to see Brad's post-game press conference. Try to get some quotes, what he had to say maybe at some point in time. So if you stayed up and watched it, let us know. If you didn't, if you had any questions about it, we might can find that out for you with that one. Good win there for sure. And consider what else happened to college basketball night last night. A great win because sixth-ranked Gonzaga fell at Portland last night. Portland was 3-8 in the West Coast Conference last night and just 10-14 overall. And sixth-ranked Gonzaga fell 87-80 there.
Mickey, I heard this morning on that game. Portland has not beat a top-10 team since you and I have walked the planet. It
no
goes
way.
All the way back to 1968, and
no.
Last night they took down Gonzaga.
No, how about that? 10th-ranked Sparty, who's been playing really well, lost last night. Minnesota, who came in 3-8 in the league and 10-12 overall, upset 10th-ranked Michigan State 76-73. And 16th-ranked BYU fell last night. They fell to Oklahoma State, who was 3-5 in the league. Going in, 99-92, 63 BYU fell. Rest of ranked basketball, fifth-ranked Illinois down Northwestern, 84-44. It was Houston, ranked eighth in the country, beat Central Florida, 79-55. And Louisville down Notre Dame, 76-65. So 24th-ranked Louisville gets a win there. Rest of ACC non-ranked action, Georgia Tech's out west as well. Nice win for Cal last night. They beat Georgia Tech 90-85. Unranked SEC action from an evening ago. Bama got a win 197 over Texas A&M. And Kentucky beat Oklahoma 94-78. In that Bama game, Josh sent me this last night. In the Bama game, Alabama shot 48 threes in a 40-minute basketball game.
Wow.
Texas A&M shot 31 threes. There were 79 three-point baskets in a 40-minute basketball game. That's almost one every 30 seconds. Somebody hoisted up a three last night in that one. Bama took 48 threes and 21 shots inside the paint last night. Crazy to think, but Bama gets a win 100-97 with that one. We have the waste management starting today. Jacob Bridgman, JT Poston, Andrew Novak, some local guys playing there out in Phoenix. The Olympics start today. Matter of fact, because of the time change and because of the time difference, the Olympics are underway. Germany and Sweden, women's hockey later today against Czechia. Not sure that country. The United States plays Czechia today. That's at 10:40 this morning. So we've got Olympics from Milan kicking off, opening ceremonies for the Olympics coming up tomorrow. Mike, very, very proud of the lady golfers at Clemson yesterday. They had a great comeback, and they finished third down in Boca Raton, Florida. Tennessee and Kentucky finished ahead of them, but they beat Georgia, Oklahoma, Texas Tech, Indiana, Florida Atlantic. They beat Colorado State, Rutgers, Notre Dame, Cincinnati, Mercer, and Florida International, Denver, and Tulane. Yesterday, my niece, Isabella Rawl, who got off to a bad start with a 77 in the first round, shot 69 in the second round yesterday, 7 birdies, no bogey, 65.
Let's go.
To finish third in the tournament. So she's got a runner-up and a third finish in her last two tournaments. Sarah Uberhart finished tied for 7th. Juliette Nemo finished tied for 22nd. Kia Knight finished tied for 40th. And Sydney Roberts tied for 48th. The Lady Tigers go back down to Florida in a couple of weeks, but a nice third place finish and a good come behind. They shot the lowest round among the teams on the second and third day. So good stuff there for sure. I've got some Pete Golding stuff today. We've got a couple of guys that have come out, ESPN announcers, some college football announcers, a couple of them condemning Pete Golden and Ole Miss and on backing Dabo on this, and a couple of coaches that are doing it. Will Stein, the new football coach at Kentucky, I'll read you what he said a little bit later on, and Shane Beamer coming to Dabo's defense, saying that this tampering is getting out of hand and is supports severe penalties to that. So we'll talk about that coming up. So looking forward to that for sure. And then finally, the NCAA has denied Trinidad Chambliss for his, 12th, 15th, 18th year, whatever it's going to be. He's not playing college football anymore. The NCAA has denied that. I'm sure that he could get some judge to overcome some way. And don't give up the hope because you could play even more football. But at this point in time, the NCAA has now once again turned him down. Mike, I'm looking forward to segment two, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a great day today.
Yes, sir.
How about the controls over? You know where everything is over there?
Yeah. I think I'm finding my way around. You know, sometimes you got to shake the rust off a little bit. We'll be all right.
No rust with you, man. No rust for sure. Had a great chance. You know Will Huss well, and you know what Trail is well. Because I've been talking about these guys for years. Had a great chance to talk to Will this week on a personal level, on a family thing. And, man, he got his – Mike, I don't know if you heard this or not. He was telling me a mutual friend of ours had his 87th or 88th birthday. And they couldn't reach him, and so he reached out, and he says, my uncle needs to get in touch with him. They're good friends. They went to school together, played ball together. And I went, really? He goes, yes, and my uncle's 87 years old. I said, okay. He said, he's still the golf coach at Old Dominion. I'm like, what now? He's the men's golf coach at Old Dominion. Shoots his age all the time. It's like the guy's in great shape and still recruiting, still going out and getting the guys flying and driving the guys all over the place. At 87, 88 years old, he's still – coaching men's golf, and they're good. So that's cool. Cool story there. And it does remind me about Trail and the great work that Trail has done. Mike, give me you do a good job of this. Give me a little faith-based. Give me a little denomination. Who do you want to hear about today? Which denomination do you want to hear about today?
Let's hear about the Methodists.
If you are a Methodist and you're thinking about building, you're thinking about adding on some renovations, then you know you got a great network out there for you. So get in touch with the people that Trail's done work for, like Advent United Methodist Church, like Clemson United Methodist Church, like Covenant United Methodist Church. Pick up the phone if you're at Methodist Church and you're thinking about these things. You can go to Lyman United Methodist Church. They did work there. That's four so far. You can get in touch with St. Mark United Methodist Church. You can get in touch with Travelers Rest United Methodist Church. And get on the phone and just say, hey, man, how did it go for you guys? What was it like for you guys? How did it work for you guys? And I think you're going to hear a really good success story. Your building's going to be done on time. Your church is going to be done. Whatever you're adding on to your church, whatever you're building to your church, whatever meeting rooms or sanctuaries or gyms or whatever you might do. And you know this, Mike. You've been a part of a lot of ones. Man, that building committee is something you don't want to be on because everybody's always about, hey, what are you – when are we going to be done with this? How much is it going to cost us? Well, just report back. Trail's got it. It's going to be on time and on budget. You're going to love our great friends at Trail. TREHEL.com. Final thing here, Mike. Today's 44 degrees, okay? Did you survive the snow and ice?
Oh, man. I'm so thankful to get through that.
All right.
Hey, and I don't know if you heard.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday, there's a heat wave coming to town. 61 degrees, Mickey.
68.
Oh, 68. They've
Mike,
updated it.
Mike. So today's 44, okay, and tonight's 28. We have one more 27 night on Saturday's get down to 27. Mike, outside of that, I got 40 degrees next Friday. I've got 7 days in the 60s in the next 14 days.
Oh, let's go.
This weekend, 58, 54, 51. Then starting on Monday, 62, 68, 68, and 60.
Mm.
And then after that, the week after that, on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 60, 64, 63. We made it, man. So, great news. Today's the last really cold day, at least for 2 weeks. We'll get some blasts in March and April and all that. But the last day for the next 2 weeks that you're going to see, you're not getting up in the 50s at least. That's good stuff. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Mike Vaughn's going to get us a good segment, too, and you return right after this.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you opened the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
The biggest game of the football season is right around the corner, and you, yes you, can get in on all the action with Underdog right here in South Carolina. They've got a great deal to help you get started. It's the easiest way to play. It's the most fun, too. Just head to the app, and you can make picks on if a player will go higher or lower on stats for this big game, like passing yards or rush attempts or tackles or kicking points. I mean, it runs the gamut. It's awesome. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Plus, there's new promos daily that drop into the app. So if you like making picks and winning money, then Underdog is a place to be for the big game. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today and use promo code OOB to score $75 in fantasy bonus entries when you play your first $5 on fantasy. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms underscore DFS underscore .html for details. Consider your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer with the best prices and largest selection. We make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams. From framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
Most people think tap water problems are just about taste, but if you're dealing with dry skin, hair issues, fatigue, or digestive discomfort, your home's water could be affecting you every single day. You're exposed to it not just by drinking it, but through your skin, even breathing it in during hot showers. At Ace, we believe in whole home solutions. We perfect your water at the source to help protect the value of your health and home. That's what the bold white and blue stands for, protection and perfection. Book a free whole home water evaluation today at boldwhiteandblue.com.
Some sandwiches are good. This one, it hits different. Meet the roast beef and cheddar, stacked with savory roast beef, crispy onions, and sharp cheddar cheese. All stacked up with bold horseradish sauce. And now, it's toasted. That means hot, melty goodness in every bite. Roast beef and cheddar. Bigger, bolder, toastier. Only at Jimmy John's.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Try it at no obligation for 30 days or your money back. Every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Mike, you know, you make your income from 50 different companies, as busy as you are, you know your LLCs and how to set these things up. You know that you get your taxes, you get your corporate taxes, all that's due in March, personal taxes due in April. Look, Patterson Tax Service. I just tell you, man, like, it's the way to go. We're starting to get the text in now, making my 19th year. Got one the other day. Got one my 12th year. Got one like my, was it six or seven maybe? Went in, everything went great. Got in, got out quickly. Got all that, getting more money back, that kind of stuff. These people are awesome. Go ahead and make your appointment now. They'll still take walk-ins at any point in time, but they'd rather you go ahead and make your appointment with them and go ahead and get you set up. Get in touch with the Patterson Tax Service. Get your taxes done. PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. We love the Patterson's Tax Service, and I think I'm on like year 16 with them and won't go anywhere else. Love the Patterson's Tax Service. Segment two with Mr. Mike Vaughn.
Mickey, so good to be with you. Always appreciate the opportunity to sit in the producer's chair here in the Upcountry Fiber studio, and appreciate some time with you this morning. And a big shout-out to a couple folks that have jumped in on the text line to say hello. I really appreciate that support and encouragement. Mickey, before we jump into my topic today, you mentioned Demaryius Mills is going to be with us.
Hill.
Demaryius
Hill is going to be with us, yeah.
And he won a contest through Verizon to go to the Super Bowl. I was just thinking during the break, you know, Morgan Thomas worked for Verizon for many a year. I wonder if he'll be a little sore that he didn't get a chance to win.
Obviously, Demaryius is a much better employee than Morgan was. I mean, everybody knows that. That's going up down the corporate chain. Everybody up and down Verizon knew that.
And, you know, Morgan just got some big news. He got accepted into a flight program out in Texas with American Airlines. So it's going to be really cool. But anyway, shout out to Morgan. Miss getting to hang out with him some here as well. But here's my topic for segment two, Mickey, and I hope it will be applicable to current times. Back when I was a youngster, back in Greenwood, back in the day, Mickey, they built a mall, the first and only mall that Greenwood has ever had. It's a different name now, but they built a mall probably within a mile and a half of my house. And we used to walk to the mall, and there was one reason, well, maybe two reasons. There was an Orange Julius there.
Oh, man.
At the beginning. But the main reason that we would make the trek to the mall very, very often, can you guess where my addiction started, Mickey?
All right, so hold on now. You are how old are you at this time?
I mean, I might have still been in the single digits. I might have been 9 or 10 around this time. I'd have to look up when
I'm going about. Either Baskin Robbins, Chick-fil-A, like a Foot Locker.
There was a Music Land there. There was a record store called Music Land.
Okay.
But they didn't – I wasn't really into music as much then. I got into music later. But the product of my addiction was a special place near the movie theater called Aladdin's Castle.
Oh.
And it was the local arcade. It was the arcade that was – closest to me. It was within reach. I could ride my bike. I could walk. Me and my buddy Gary, we would, maybe Mims, maybe Lang, we'd all head down to the mall, and we would drop quarter after quarter into these machines. Now, whether we were trying to battle the bugs that were coming down from outer space in Galaga,
oh man,
or maybe it was Centipede, or maybe the invaders from space, you know, Space Invaders, of those original. But probably the one I spent the most money on was stepping into the lair to try to defeat the dragon. Do you remember Dragon's Lair?
No, I don't remember that one. Invaders now, but not Dragon's Lair.
Dragon's Lair was like it was like the first game that introduced video elements. You would have to make a split second decision to decide what the I can't remember the main character's name, what he was going to do in facing this dragon, facing these different obstacles. And anyway, the point there is, if I had half of the money that I dropped into those machines at Aladdin's Castle, and it was an addiction. It was my first addiction. I could not wait to get down there to feed my money. And there was definitely entertainment that I obtained by putting my money into those machines. And Mickey, over the last few months, I've been reading and learning and listening to a lot of things about money that's going into entertainment here. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about just the sports betting, the sports gambling. And recently I got to hear a great podcast by David Pollack. Now, let me say this. I'm not a big fan of a lot of people that represent the University of Georgia. I'm not, you know, I'll go ahead and admit that. I know there's some listening. Hey, I hope you have a great day. There's a few Georgia people that I do have a lot of respect for, though. I have a lot of respect for Mark Richt. I just think he's an outstanding coach. Did a lot of things behind the scenes. Still doing a lot of great things. Have a lot of respect for him. I have a lot of respect for Coach Bobby Lamb down at Anderson University. He's a big Georgia fan, which I can't figure that out. But I have a lot of respect for him. And I have a lot of respect for David Pollack. I used to love him when he was on game day and a lot of other things he's done. And he did a podcast recently talking about sports gambling and the addiction that it is becoming for so many people. And I think in some ways it can be very dangerous, especially for young people who are skirting this whole idea of an age limit. You got to be a certain age. I think that maybe there's some folks that are getting around that. But I'm very concerned, and it just makes me think back to some of the things that I dealt with when I was younger. If there would have been sports gambling on my cellular device when I was a kid, obviously we didn't have cellular devices, but had there been one and it been so easy to participate and throw my money away, I think that I'd have been in bad shape this point in my life.
Yeah, I tell you, we prey upon youth, prey upon elderly. I was talking to someone the other day, and their dad is up in age and has some dementia issues now, and they had to turn a cell phone off because there were scams of thousands of dollars that he'd been scammed into. I just can't believe that the predators out there doing these things. But that said, yeah, these companies are that's what they are. They're predators through all that. And, you know, I don't have any problem at all for someone who's doing well in life that wants to take a few extra dollars and responsibly. It's not going to cost their kids anything, their college tuition fund, or not taking food out of the mouth of the kids and not getting in trouble. You know, if you can responsibly do it and it's entertaining, I understand it. I get it. Unfortunately, even the most adamant gamblers that we have out there listening right now will have to admit that they know someone that is in trouble with gambling. I've had friends of mine that I've let borrow money to pay it off because they're in trouble. And man, believe me, when you're in trouble with a gambler, with a bookie, like, you need to pay or else it ain't going to be good for you.
That's right.
And so we all know the pitfalls of all that. And then we get into the pitfalls of, well, what happens when our athletes, the people that are playing these games, get in a little trouble here or take a little, then we talk about the whole integrity of the game. I mean, it's a very slippery slope. I've got many, many friends that will, I've got friends of mine that gamble on minor league baseball, and I give them a hard time about it. Now, they're well-to-do, they're single, and they make a lot of money, and they don't gamble a lot of money. And they'll gamble $25 a game or something like that, and they've done very well for themselves in business, so they're not in any kind of financial troubles. With that said, that's not always the case.
That's right.
And like anything in life, I mean, you got to think that there are people that like riding bicycles for exercise. Well, sometimes people get hit by cars. You know, like anything else in life, it's not always going to be the great. You got to take the good with the bad. There's some of it. I wish we would not have it in college athletics. I think the younger we're gambling, I don't like the prop bets of a college athlete that you can say his rushing yards are going to be under over 42.5 or his 3 points, he's going to make more than 1.5 3-point baskets in a night. I think that's dangerous. I think the professional player that has money, that doesn't have to worry about money, even though it happens, cheating happens and scandals happen in professional sports, I just think there's much less opportunity for it when you have money than when you don't.
Now, let me be fully transparent too, Mickey. You know, a few years ago, we took our kids on a cruise, and we had so much fun. We actually set aside money.
Yes.
And we had made a little game out
of
it. We set aside money, and we had a little blackjack competition on the cruise among our family. Now, that was money that we knew we weren't going to come home with.
Right.
We knew we weren't going to win over the long term. I think maybe one night I had a good little run, but I ended up giving it all back.
Sure you do.
So I want to be transparent and say that this is not something that I can say that I've never done. But I think we're getting into a dangerous place. David Pollack in this podcast talked about the statistics are that 4% – of the people who participate in online gambling are profitable. 4%.
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's
so right.
That's high. That's actually high.
And if you think about it, there's going to be winners every night, every day. But over the long term, you know, what's happening to young people that are getting to a place? And David also said something about there are three outcomes that can happen. You can win, you can lose, and you can become addicted. And those are the people that I'm concerned about. And, you know, it's just something when a young person is starting out their life, their career after college, being involved in that, I think it's very concerning. Mickey, I've shared with you that I lived in Nashville for about 7 years back in the day. And the early 90s, I got to listen to Dave Ramsey, the financial advisor, back when he was like on a syndicated local radio station in Nashville before he hit the national airwaves. And I learned so much from him, and he's been outspoken about this topic as well, very concerned about the future of this thing that's happening. So I don't know, it's been on my mind lately, thought I'd get your take on it.
Pollock is bright. Pollock is he's obviously a really good dad. You know, son got offered his first scholarship offer the other day. I think Wake Forest made it.
Oh, wow. States,
but anyway.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, his son's a high school athlete now. But I'll just tell you this. I know people right now that there are high school kids that they got in troublesome gambling. And that's not shocking to anybody. I know guys that in college got in some trouble gambling. And there's just so few ways out. And those are kids who don't have, like, the jobs to do it. So, you know, that's not a good deal. There were people who pushed back on this saying, well much like gun control stuff. Well, what if I'm a responsible gun owner? Shouldn't I be able to do this? Well, yeah. But the non-responsible ones are the ones that make you look bad and always have to fight up against, right, and fight all the PR battles about. What if that person, like I said, I've got two friends of mine that, again, they make five times what you might make combined, and then they gamble $100 a night. They can responsibly do it, like you said. They put this aside. They know it's going to happen. They know they're going to lose. It's entertainment to them.
Yeah.
So shouldn't they be able to?
Sure.
Have that choice?
They should be able to, and I think everyone should be able to make that choice.
But that said, there's pitfalls in it, man.
It's the young people that I'm worried about.
They
give you the free money to get started, and that kind of hooks you into it. You know, it's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree here, but it's just something that I'm concerned about, and you know, wanted to see what you thought about it.
Well, I just know, if you go into it knowing I'm not going to win,
right?
96% chance of losing.
And I think you said this very early in my time with you here on the station, Mickey, is you work too hard for your money just to give it away, right?
Oh, man. just to let you have it? No, I ain't doing that. We got some text on it. We'll get to this after a short break. I want to talk about what Shane Beamer said about Pete Golden and Dabo Swinney's claims, about what Will Stein said about this and what ESPN guys are saying about it. Some reactions now starting to trickle out. But what Dabo Swinney was talking about with the Ole Miss cheating incident. Short break, much more on the other side right after this.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate. You get the dealer discount. You get every available discount. Military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're going to pay too much. So come see us. We're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at lakekiwiautogroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford offer transparent pricing, meaning you get every discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because at both dealerships, they have their winter clearance sale with over 600 vehicles deeply discounted. Save up to $10,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. Heavy-duty trucks are discounted, too. And with Lake Kiwi's transparent pricing, you see all of the savings. So hurry to Lake Kiwi dealerships. They're between Seneca and Clemson and always open at Lake Kiwi. KiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers.
I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Male. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years' experience, come see why Low Country Male is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
ATV Outfitters, they stock more ATVs, UTVs, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. They have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand, and they pride themselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Spend $75 or more and mention the Roar FM and receive either a cargo net, fender bag, or tow rope free of charge. Don't buy elsewhere, or you'll both lose money. Come by ATV Outfitters located at 2485 Rutherford Road in Greenville.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remobio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
There's a better option for blood work in the upstate. I'm Dr. Ted Swan, a Clemson graduate practicing in the upstate for over 20 years. Unhappy with the national giants, we built Tiger Diagnostics Laboratory, a physician-led solution. We offer after-hours blood draws, signature health panels, and a better patient experience. In Seneca, Anderson, Greenville, and after-hours in Piedmont. Learn more at TigerDiagnosticsLab.com.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I pretty much fell in love right then. Never had a doubt again. We're still holding hands in the end.
All right, Mike Vaughn, I turned you on to it. Little Lucas Nelson, huh?
That's good stuff.
You like it? That's Willie Nelson's son. I did the math. Lucas is like 37 and Willie's like 92. Like, you know, late starting. I can't talk, man. I can't talk. But but that's there you go. Hey, my great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air, they're coming to my house today. Mike, as soon as the show's over, I got to cut a quick promo, and I'm jetting over to the house. Because I got my preventive maintenance plan kicking in today. For the second time, they're going to come and do that. Can't wait. Love what these guys do. They're going to make sure everything goes right with my my heat pump. If it got colder, and if ours wasn't going to be working so efficient, I would think, too, about the Arctic Flex. Are you familiar with the Arctic Flex heat pump, Mike?
I am not.
All right. This is, you know, heat pumps, once you get down to about 20 degrees and He had to kick on some emergency auxiliary type heating coils and all that kind of stuff that run your power bill up a little bit. Arctic Flex was made for a heat pump that's made for the frozen tundra of northern Canada and the Arctic Circle. So it's even more efficient, like down to 5 degrees, something that people think was possible. They're selling these right now over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. So if you want to save money and make that machine more efficient, ask about the Arctic Flex heat pump. Man, that's good stuff. Also, they do the generators. Also, they do the gas inspections, making sure that your gas furnace is running right. You don't have any kind of carbon monoxide issues in the home. Take care of it. You're going to love it. It's just our great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Check them off. Check that out for sure. Texture said, just because there's snow on the roof doesn't mean there isn't fire in the furnace. There you go. I like it. That's from Erica 256 checking in this morning. All right. A couple texts on that subject. Johnny Carrots gets in. He goes, I gamble one time a year. I go to Vegas for a convention. I take $100. I play it as long as I can play it. It usually will last me all week. But the last time I went, I take whatever was left of the $100 and put it all on black. That's my limit, $100. See, that's responsible. And again, most people are responsible. Then I get a text like this, 4445. Nobody's lost more than me. The addiction nearly cost me to lose my life, family, and all. I would call the hotlines during the day just to pay them for what they turned out to be, all these losers. The worst thing that ever happened was I hit 10 out of 12 on NFL games. I was hooked. I lost $500,000 over the next 10 years, and that was back in the 70s and 80s. It's far worse than alcohol.
Wow.
And then you get that side of it. So, again, I just want you to be aware through all those things. Mike, did you notice this? I got two texts on basketball game from last night. In case you didn't stay up and see it, Clemson won last night 66-64. Great, gutted out, find a way, gritty. Clemson grit after dark, after dark, after dark last night.
After midnight.
Right. 0383 said the broadcast team last night was garbage.
Did you know? I saw a couple of social comments about that. You know, I mean, the great bonus we had was during halftime, Terrence Oglesby was on ACC Network talking about Clemson basketball. That was the beautiful thing. But I really wasn't paying as much attention to the broadcast. I kind of had the volume down a little bit. That's probably what helped me doze off in the second half.
Yes.
But, yeah. You know.
But you woke up and saw the great win.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Jed gets in, our basketball aficionado. I knew Jed would do two things. I knew he'd be up early this morning after being up late last night. Jed says, yes, Nick Davidson was great coming back to California, but the freshmen off the bench, Ace Buckner and Chase Thompson, were great. Chase really showed a lot of potential, and that was perhaps his best game. You know, once Zach Foster went down, Ace Buckner has really, really stepped up on several occasions now. And
he had a step back three last night that was just
massive.
Oh, massive. It was beautiful. And you know, Mickey, talking about the bench points, I think 43 out of the 66 points were off of the bench. Yeah. And I think that's been one of the great points about this team this year. They seem to be unselfish. They seem to be really excited when they get the opportunity to step into the game and help support the team. So I hope they can keep this chemistry going.
Let me give you this, Mike. Last night, the Tigers had three double-figure scores. All three were guys that came off the bench.
That's awesome.
Davidson with 16 and 7 rebounds. Ace Buckner with 11 and 3 rebounds. And no turnovers and 2 assists, oh, by the way. 4-4 from the free throw line. Some big free throws coming down the stretch. And Chase Thompson last night. In 18 minutes, Chase Thompson went 4 of 5 from the field. He made his only three-pointer, made his only free throw. Had 3 rebounds, 10 points, one assist in the game, and was a +2. The best plus-minus last night was Godfrey at +7. But nice to see Chase Thompson and Ace Buckner, two freshmen. So if you think about this for a second, you get Buckner, Thompson, you get Foster coming back, and you get the Harrison, the freshman everybody's raving about right now. And with that, let me get you what the roster could look like. Bear with me a second here. I do get confused on who's coming back next year and who can't come back. But when the – I'll make you do it this way. When the it's not, it won't be a complete rebuild next year the way it was this year. You'll still have a chance to do that. For instance, you won't, you're lose Buddha Johnson, lose Dylan Hunter, lose RJ Godfrey, lose Davidson, but Buckner comes back. Carter Welling is just a junior. Jake Wallin is just a junior. Now Porter's gone, but you're going to have Chase Thompson, a freshman, Zach Foster, a freshman. You're going to have, again, Wallin, Carter, Dallas Thomas is a redshirt freshman, Ace Buckner's a freshman. Again, good recruiting class coming in. So it won't be a complete rebuild next year for Clemson basketball. I mentioned this on the other day on the show the other day, Mike. Get your thoughts on this. When you watch Arizona play, or you watch Duke play, or you watch some of these high-flying, even now watching Kansas, like some of these ultra-talented teams, I just, in my mind, I don't see Clemson beating Michigan or beating UConn or beating Arizona. Like these teams, Illinois is playing unbelievably well last night, or as of late. With that said, I do think Clemson, so in other words, I don't think they're going to the Final Four. Right. Somebody asked me yesterday, how good is this team? I went, well, I think this team is a top 15 kind of team. But that said, Mike, I think this team can win the ACC. Let Duke get upset, or maybe beat Duke in the finals kind of a thing. But I think this team, if a double bye, and I think they're well on their way now to a double bye, great win last night, help as far as that goes, get a double bye. This team is capable of winning three games in three nights in Charlotte. And, you know, we've talked about this before. Let me get your thoughts on this. Talked about this before. Never won the ACC. Only played two ACC championship games. That this window, this is not just this year. Because, like I said, those guys coming back next year. And the fact that the conference just doesn't have – the conference is better this year. But you're still in that area of, you know, Notre Dame's not great. Who knows what Georgia Tech's program does with Stoudemire. Pittsburgh's awful. Cable's going to be gone. Boston College is going to fire their coach. Wake Forest could fire theirs. Stanford's still trying to find their way. Florida State is too young for them to get back, too early in their tenure to get back. Syracuse is a little bit lost right now. SMU, Cal, Virginia Tech might be. Louisville's one to worry about maybe winning in the future. Miami acts like they might can't. North Carolina's still trying to find their way with Hubert Davis in and out in the last few years. Who knows about Will Wade and NC State? But my point is this, and I think Odom's going to do a good job in Virginia, obviously. But my point is this, Mike. Let's win an ACC championship before I die. I'm 58, man.
I'm with you on that.
I'm 57.
Well, you're about to be 58.
I'm 57, Mike. 57.
I completely agree. I think it's a goal worth attaining.
This is doable over the next couple of years. This is not a one-year window. This is doable. So let's win an ACC championship. Let's put that on the to-do list here for Clemson men's basketball. Good win last night for sure. Now the Tigers are off until Saturday. They do move hotels. They do go from Palo Alto, and they check in to they go down to Berkeley. And I was surprised to say this the other day. I didn't know this. Mike, do you know how far it is? I'll let you guess here. How far do you think it is from Palo Alto, California, to Berkeley? Big rivals, by the way. Bay Area rivals.
35 miles.
44 miles. Very good, Mike.
Okay.
So it's like an hour drive though, with the traffic on there, like an hour. I thought they were closer than that. Berkeley up north of San Francisco. Palo Alto is south of San Francisco. So they did move that over, and now 8 o'clock Saturday night, 7:30 pregame show coming up. Clemson basketball with a good win last night. You know, Wallin is stuck in this. He didn't score last night, 0-for-3 from the field, but he only played 14 minutes. Interesting that Chase Thompson got some Wallin minutes last night. You know, Godfrey only played 12 minutes last night, and Clemson won the game.
He got a foul like within the first 15 seconds of the ball game last night.
Yeah, he was in foul trouble the whole night. Four fouls on him. So that's where that was. What if I'd have told you that RJ Godfrey would play 12 minutes, only grab one rebound, and Clemson would win the game? How about between Godfrey, Wallin, and Welling, you get 13 points last night and you win the game. Between your starting five, how about this? Dylan Hunter only had two last night. Four of your five guys, you had 15 points from. your starters last night and ended up winning a basketball game. Tigers shoot 46% from the field, made 7 of 17 threes, 41% from three. They held Stanford to 40% from the field, 32% from three. And the big news there is Clemson got to the free throw line. The old Dean Smith adage of we make more free throws than you shoot was big last night because the Tigers made 17 free throws, 17 of 22, and Stanford only shot 9 free throws the entire game. So this Okori was hot last night. He had 18, and then off the bench, Aiden Kamen, had 19 off the bench. But Clemson gets a nice road win against Stanford. And now I'm going to leave you with this in the segment. I always thought that the Cal game would be the more difficult game, but going into it now, let me give you a little BPI update. The Tigers a 67% chance of winning there. And, Mike, here's still a big concern. If you're looking at things to be concerned about, they don't get back until, like, fairly late Sunday, and then they'll have to get ready for Virginia Tech on Wednesday. When we had talked about what those games look like, it wasn't just the trip. It's also what your record is after the trip. So I might give you some of that data coming up. When you do go to Cal and you go to Stanford, what does it look like when you do come back? Like, what's your winning percentage when you come back from those games to your next home game? So we'll talk about that coming up a little bit. All right, we're going to take our next break. I do want to tell you about my awesome friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark, Amanda, the team take care of you. This team is experienced like no other. What Mark has built is this award-winning, record-setting team every single year. They've got this the best rates available, refinancing, remodeling, or buying your next home. Think about our friends over at Prime Lending. It's going to be a very interesting rates year for Prime Lending this year. Let's let them keep up with them. Put them on your favorites and see if maybe at some point in time it might be advantageous for you to get in touch with Prime Lending. Get three estimates when you buy your next home. If one of your three is Prime Lending, I feel for sure you'll choose these good folks. These are great people. PrimeLendingSC.com. All right, I want to get to you. What did Shane Beamer say about Dabo Swinney's claims? What did Will Stein say about it? What did a couple of ESPN analysts say about it? We'll revisit the Pete Golding stuff and reaction to that when we kick off hour number two.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.